Michelle Bonilla, who appeared for 12 seasons on NBC's ER as the sexy Latina paramedic, is here to talk about her new series, Failing Upwards, and her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Tell us about your new web series, Failing Upwards.
Well, Failing Upwards invites people who are watching our show to follow our group of four culturally and socially diverse 30-something friends as they find each other going through the ups and downs of unemployment together. And each of our characters, in their own way, kind of end up surprising themselves and the audience with their not-so-perfect ability to get the job done, whatever it may be. So our new comedy web series about unemployment and the hilarity of trying to find a job, even if you have to lie to get one.
How did this series come about?
After coming off and creating and writing my short film, Slip Away, I knew that I wanted to keep creating content, but yeah, I wanted it to be comedy. So I enjoyed the creativity and the talent of my very good friend, Matt Crabtree, who is also a fantastic actor in his own right. And I thought, you know, wouldn't it be marvelous to collaborate on something new and a comedy? So Matt and I decided we would love to cultivate our own series based on the odd job that we both had is that we had to take as actors. You know, however, we decided that we didn't want our characters and our series to be centered around actors in the acting world. So we just made our characters normal, everyday people with slight quirks and kind of turned it into a comedy.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I very much am a proponent for the Human Rights Campaign. I love what they stand for, and I'm just really getting the word out there about equality in our community.
You came out a long time ago, and you're one of the first people who did so. What's your spin on that?
First of all, I believe that whoever you are as an individual, you have to be true to yourself, you know, and my truth at that time was that, you know, I'm a lesbian Latina working in Hollywood, and I have nothing to hide, and I feel no shame about it, you know, and, you know, a lot of questions that came up for me was like, are you sure you want to do this? Agents asking, you know, worried about what the casting directors would think or what producers would think, and I, you know, have been doing this for quite some time, you know, acting, and I felt that, you know, producers already knew me for my talent and what I've done as an actor. And when you go into a room and you audition, I don't think that's the thing that they're thinking about. They're thinking, you know, can you do this job? So I've just been very lucky in that sense that I've been judged based on my talent and not my sexuality.
What do you think about other actors coming out?
I mean, I think it's a very individual decision, and I do think maybe it might be slightly easier for women to do so as opposed to men, because men have the Hollywood stigma of leading man, you know, and their failability is based on the fact that can you be the hunky leading guy and a straight guy, and, you know, for women, it's like, you know, if you ask the question for a woman, guys tend to like the fact that girls they're like, oh yeah, you know, it's more of a, you know, a turn on as opposed to a turn off when you just look at it culturally, not in LGBT culture, but in society as a whole, you know, that I think people are more open to the lesbian culture than they would be to a gay man culture.
In the recent election, 59% of Latino voters said their state should legally recognize gay marriage. What are your thoughts about that?
First of all, I'm very proud to be a Latino, and I'm very happy to say that Latinos helped President Obama win this election, hands down, and I'm very grateful for that. But, you know, Latinos in general, we care about marriage and because we care about family, and discrimination is a very hot topic for us. You know, being a minority culture, we've been discriminated against for years. So this, I think, is just another social issue that Latinos can stand behind because we, you know, ever since the beginning with Cesar Chavez and fighting for rights and equality, this is just another one of those rights that, you know, gay culture needs to strive and fight for. And I'm thrilled that more Latinos are coming out of their conservative religious shell, you know, meaning, you know, I grew up in a very Catholic family, and, you know, certainly being gay was very a Catholic quote-unquote thing to do, you know, but I think that as we progress as a culture, as a nation, as a country, we just see the injustices in the fact that gay people can't marry. So this is, you know, the LGBT fight is a fight that the Latinos stand behind, and I'm grateful for that.
What's your reaction to President Obama being reelected and gay marriage passing in Washington, Maryland, and Maine?
I'm thrilled that he was reelected. I'm so thrilled. You know, this was such a huge year, not only for Democrats needing to win, but for women in general. You know, the idea and prospect that Republican candidate might have gotten into office and, you know, taken us back all the years that women have fought so hard for to retain the rights for our own physical body. I mean, this was huge. So my reaction to him being reelected is I'm elated. And I'm also very happy to see gay marriage passing in Washington, Maryland, and Maine. Because what it's telling me is that the idea of gay marriage is becoming more popular, meaning that the fear is starting to melt away. These people want to block marriages in these states is slowly, you know, being chipped away. Even our young children in this nation, you know, the other day I heard a story about a 10-year-old girl writing the president, congratulating him on becoming president and, you know, talking about her two daddies and how much she loves them and thank you for standing behind them. And I mean, how wonderful is that? This 10-year-old girl writing the president, and that is progression. And I think that the more people see this country evolve, the more that they become okay with it, the more they see the popularity at the ballot box happening and turning, you know. I think there always will be those people who oppose gay marriage, you know, so they always try to block something. But I think, you know, now that we've seen it turn in the ballot box and at the polls, this is a great sign. You know, I just only wish that people in California will get it as together, you know. We're a really progressive state. You know, I'm just hoping that the same will happen for us, you know, but we've got to keep fighting here in this state. And I think that with these other states passing the laws, I think it'll, you know, more momentum is happening, and I think that it will soon enough get there. But we got to keep fighting. We can't keep it the standstill. We got to keep moving forward and progress forward.
What would you like to see happen for our LGBT community in the next 4 years?
I'd like to see our rights becoming equal. I'd like to marry my partner. The next step would be equal rights for, you know, Social Security benefits and all those other things that need to happen to look at us as equal. Now, I don't think all that will happen in the next 4 years, but I certainly think that same equality for, you know, gay marriages they have for heterosexual couples. I hope that happens for our community.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than the heterosexual peers, yet numerous teens continue to take their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
My brother commits suicide, not because of this topic, but other instances. So this is a huge question for me. And, you know, I love what's happening with the It Gets Better campaign, and I love what's happening with the high celebrities supporting these children and these teens who are trying to attempt this and telling them that you are enough and you are beautiful and you are no different. It's so important to enrich these teens with support and with positivity, and the more they talk about it, I love the fact that a lot of these teens put themselves up on YouTube and share their emotions and experiences, and I just want to tell them, keep talking, talk to a good friend. I can't stress that enough, is just to talk to someone.
How can people get information about Failing Upwards?
People can go to YouTube and type in Failing Upwards, the series, and see our first season on YouTube, or they can easily go to our website, www.failingupwardstheseries.com. And they can find us on Twitter. It's @failing_upwards. And they can also check us out on our Facebook page.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, I'm really happy to say that I'm working on getting digital distribution for my short film, Slipaway. Slipaway is about a relationship between two women, and one of the women happens to be an addict alcoholic, and how that dynamic serves the relationship in a different way, and, you know, therefore the title Slipaway. It's now being distributed to Amazon.com, and I'm in negotiations for it to start streaming on a popular LGBT movie site, and I actually have sent it to many alcohol and drug recovery centers with a strong LGBT client list so that they have something to look at and help in the library when, you know, battling against these certain things. So I'm really excited the forward momentum going on with Slipaway.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yes. I love saying, "This too shall pass." That whatever your problem happening in the moment, that tomorrow is always another day. You know, that thank God that there will always be an hour from now, 2 hours from now. If you just, you know, hang in there, that horrible moment will go away and a better moment will come.